Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.
Okay, you guys. This, we're starting.
I'm chewing on M&M's like an idiot.
Yeah, but I'm doing an intro. You weren't even supposed to talk yet anyway.
I didn't know we were starting. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, you guys. This is another episode of Go Bayside, and you already got a sneak preview of the very, very special guest who is making a repeat appearance. And specifically, this episode was one that you requested. Don't shake your head. Do not tell the audience a lie, because this man right here was like, you need to have me back on the U2 Tickets episode. And I was like, no problem at all. I'll clear my busy schedule to have you back on the show that you so desperately want to return to, Jimmy Pardo. I will do that for you.
Am I allowed to talk now?
You're allowed to talk now.
Let's be very clear. I did not request to be here. I said
I don't appreciate it.
When I was here last time,
yes,
you made some statement that I said I was a huge Saved by the Bell fan, and yet I did not know the quintessential episode, which you were nice enough to have me on the last time.
Yes.
And then I said the only one I really remember is the one where they slept overnight to get you two tickets. And you said, I got to have you back.
Let me tell you this.
And that has now been spun into, I demanded to come back.
I'm taking
my shirt off.
You're quite the revisionist, sir.
No!
Because...
Listen to the episode.
No, it's true, but you are...
You help me, you're on mic.
Yeah, that's true. Are you wearing a Cure t-shirt?
Yeah.
Wow. Just wanted to go on record how cool you are. I don't even have that one.
You don't think I rock?
That's pretty great. Did you get that at a show?
No. I got it on eBay. Electronic Bay.
It's pretty rad. Do you know that a couple weeks ago I went to go see The Cure in Orange at CineFamily on the big screen? They played their concert
on that.
The big screen. It was pretty... I had only previously watched it on VHS at my parents' house. As
video hour system?
Yeah. Yes. Is that what it says? Okay. Here's the thing. You... And I'm stealing here's the thing from you already. You're rubbing off on me. My problem with your statement just now is that it sounds as if you didn't watch this show a lot.
I did watch it a lot. I did watch it a lot, but not enough where I didn't know.
You might not have it memorized.
I didn't know, like what you said, I got to have you on the quintessential episode.
Right, which was the Jesse Caffeine
Which
Pills
is the
one.
Jesse, yeah, I'm so excited.
Right.
Episode, which I was very honored and flattered to be here.
Yes.
But I didn't know, like you people are quoting it. I don't know any of it. I said, right. The only one I remember, I mean, I'm repeating myself, is... The U2 one. And by the way, now that I've seen it, I remembered every second of it.
Of course.
Boy, I don't know why I remembered any of this thing. This thing's a thumbs down, baby. Thing's a snooze.
Okay, well, Yeah, the episode we just watched is actually called All in the Mall, and the original air date was November the 9th, 1991.
Uh-huh.
So, as you did before, what I need you to do is give a brief synopsis of the entire plot.
Very brief synopsis. We'll dig deep. The fellas, and they're waiting in line. They want to get you two tickets.
Of course.
At the mall. And that's basically that. That's the storyline A. Mm-hmm. So they want to get you two right. tickets. B storyline is that they find some money in a bag.
As you do.
As one does. It happens so often in real life. Although it just happened like three times in real life. That happened at a Cabot in Vegas. The guy found a ton, like $300,000 or something.
What, really? Just in a bag of cash.
Yeah, and they gave him $10,000 donation. They call that a reward.
Right.
And then it happened somewhere on the East Coast, too. So it actually has happened a lot recently.
Wow.
I'm excited if I find a dollar in a pocket. You know what I mean?
If I found a quarter on the ground, I'm like, hey, I'm one step closer to doing my laundry.
And you and I are different. I'd leave that for somebody
like you. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Are you a one percenter?
I don't need a quarter. I'd leave that for somebody that's more excited about it.
You do have your own washing machine, which I don't. I need quarters.
We just got a new washing machine, too. Things wonderful.
Oh, wow. Oh, you are rich.
Yeah, we just bought a new one. We got to get rid of our old one.
Okay.
Why? Can't give you one good reason. Now, the point is this. So they find the money. That's it. Those are really, I don't want to say more than that. They're waiting in line for tickets.
Yeah.
Then they find some money.
And then?
They stay overnight at the mall.
Yes.
What do you want?
You're supposed to, and then the gangsters and everything.
Yeah, but isn't that details?
It's part
How
of
much the... detail do you want to put in the synopsis?
Okay, all right. Okay, well then we'll just go ahead and get into it.
They stay overnight to get tickets for you too. Boom, baby. There's what happens. And then hilarity ensues.
Do you think that's what happened in the writer's room? Is the guy came in and was like, here's the idea. This is all I got so far. You two tickets in the mall. Go.
Go. Do your job, writers. And then another guy bounces around and says, hey, how about after they find some money in a bag? Love it, Donnie.
Donnie.
And then Donnie feels good about himself. And then Jack gets involved and says, how about this? How about a couple of thugs chase them around the mall? Love it.
Oh, my God. This is unfolding before our very
eyes.
And
it all happens in a mall? They go, yes, Donnie. Yes. It all happens in a mall. Why could you be so smart with the idea, yet so dumb about the concept?
As a matter of fact, Donnie, we're going to call it All in the Mall.
It's going to be All in the Mall, Don. That's what I walked in with the title, jerk. Of course, that was in the mall, Don.
Donnie and Jack.
Those are two of the writers over there. These guys, and of course, Sam Bobrick, that's your creator. You know that. Yes. Sammy B.
Yes.
What else has Sam Bobrick created? You know, any
I
ideas?
I don't know. I could look it up later.
Doesn't seem like the time to do it.
Shouldn't do it now. Mm-mm. I don't know, actually. Okay, I will look it up, but that means you got
to
talk.
But I've also, just by crap luck, I've chosen a time to come over and do this again, where once again,
you're at a
I'm
time
pressed
crunch.
For time.
I'm starting to feel like this is on...
Really? Or do you want to blame the 45 minutes of us rambling before we start?
I'm gonna blame you being like, look, I got to go to April's house. What's a good out? Like, I don't want to be stuck there that long
Let's
talking to her.
Let's be honest. We talked for too
Let's,
long.
Oh, here we go. Sam, oh, he's an author that... Look at this. He wrote plays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says that he's a playwright. So he's an American author, playwright, television writer, and lyricist.
All right, well, this guy's great. Sam
He
Bobrick.
Began his career writing for Captain Kangaroo.
Well, it doesn't like Mr. Green Jeans.
He also wrote for the Andy Griffith Show, Bewitched, The Flintstones, Get Smart, and The Smothers Brothers.
You know what? I apologize to Bobrick.
But
the one
I
thing, here's what I'm mad at Bobrick
he...
about. Bobrick should have hired better writers. This guy comes from a good pedigree. He should have hired better writers.
Yeah, he created Good Morning, Miss Bliss, which was resurrected into this. But this guy's pedigree, dude, I never would have guessed this in a million years.
I'm glad I brought it up then.
I'm glad you did too, but now I also kind of feel bad for him.
Like,
this is his legacy. This is all I would have
Is this the only
before.
TV show he created? I know he wrote on those other ones.
Yeah, it says that it's the one in the opening paragraph of Wikipedia, which I'm not going to go any further than that. Yes, this is the only one listed as his creation. The other ones he's a writer for.
Look it. It's in
the
lexicon.
Wow. That's his legacy now, though.
Bobrick's done a great job. And then Peter Engel, of course, went on. What did he produce? What was his...
Do I need to look him up, too?
No, I'll tell you what he produced.
I don't have a producer.
Last Comic Standing.
That's right, because Matt Kirshen was a guest a few episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Told
that
how,
little guy was here, yeah, that little English man up on,
yeah.
He'd jump up on the couch.
He's so charming.
Yes, he's a
so
nice young man.
He was on and he was talking about that and how Peter Engel was like single-handedly responsible for him getting a work visa. That's how he got to come do his comedy here because he was on Last Comic Standing. Also told an interesting story about how Peter Engel entirely takes off his pants at the urinal.
He goes third grade?
He goes third grade on it at the urinal.
Listen, my son is 6 years old, and when he does it, I find it adorable that he pulls his pants all the way down to go to the bathroom at the urinal.
Of course you do, because he's 6 years
old. I did see
a
grown man do it recently, and it made me so uncomfortable. Came back out. I forget where we were at a restaurant, and I told Danielle, my beautiful wife, I said, the guy who's about to come out just dropped his pants all the way to his ankles to take a squirt. I may not have said that.
Please, he said to take a squirt.
I did not. I wish I would have. I don't. I talk like a gentleman. I'm so uncomfortable that I said it now. I'm blushing. I'm legitimately blushing.
To take
That's how uncomfortable
squirt.
I am with what just happened.
And so what happened, well, just she just gave him a classic stare down.
Yeah, I just looked at the guy and said, all right. And then we went on with our lives. But I thought it was bizarre that a grown man pulled his pants all the way down without having a colostomy bag. You got a colostomy bag, you got no choice.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Stall.
Let me ask you this, though. Obviously, being somebody who's never used a urinal, when you're in that position, you walk in and you're just like, a dude's bare ass is there. Like, what? Do you say something to the guy? Do you just move?
No, you don't say anything. You go to the stall. You avoid that guy.
Oh, so you just go pee in the stall. You don't use the
That's what I would do. I would not use the urinal next to guy pants down.
So you'd go take your squirt in the stall.
I would squirt in the stall. Stall squirt, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back to All in the Mall.
Yeah.
So, it opens up. There's a line in front of the Ticketmaster window. Screech is on the ground, like full-on blanket, teddy bears.
Teddy bears, slippers, the whole shot. Everybody else is standing in line.
Standing, fully
one guy
clothed.
Flipping a coin.
Yeah.
Let's get a little time. Hey, extras, you guys just do what you ever do to be natural.
Right.
This guy thought flipping a coin was
flipping
okay.
A coin.
Nobody stopped him.
That's right. Like, he to be like, look how relaxed I am, I'm flipping a coin.
Flipping a coin, wait, heads I buy the tickets, tails I don't. I've been waiting in line overnight.
Leaving it up to fate.
Yeah, leave it up to fate. I've been here overnight with everybody else, but you know what? One last. Ah, damn it.
I guess I'm not buying
I'm out, guys. Everybody move up.
But he go. But the thing about that is, Screech, okay, maybe you have done this too. We're both huge music fans. I have legitimately slept out
As
to buy
I.
tickets.
Yes.
But in the cases that I've done it, the place was outside. This mall.
They would
this
make you line up out of doors.
Outdoors.
Yes.
They're totally like in the food court,
yeah,
weirdly. Whatever it is, I couldn't get the setup of this mall in my head, but it is indoors. So the security, like, they wouldn't have let you
do
that.
It looked like the food court right there.
It totally looked like a food court. And the times that I've done it, even outdoors, you have, like, the minimum amount of shit with you. Like, he's full on, like, lying in a bed he made on the floor.
There was times in the winter, we waited in line to buy Journey tickets and for the Frontiers tour.
Uh-huh.
And sleeping bags. Everybody brought sleeping because it was Chicago. It was cold.
Yeah. I for the Monster tour that I saw REM on four times, I camped out for those.
Just did a take to a camera that doesn't exist. I just gave a eye roll.
Okay.
I don't know why you... good for you, four times. Go on.
I'm saying on that particular tour, too, I'm from Georgia, and they always... the end of their tours were always in Atlanta, because it was like the last stop before Athens. And so shit sold out quickly. Stop falling asleep.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you about... Oh, Journey, I'm sorry how cool that is.
Did I say it was cool, or did I say that I had a sleeping bag?
Did you see me roll any eyes? You didn't, because I respect different tastes.
Did I say... Let me ask you this. Did I say, when I waited in line for a Journey, which I saw four times, by the by...
I'm saying... It was. I had to sleep out for each of those.
Don't you put me on blast.
Don't use my words against me.
Right,
don't use my own weapons against me.
So you're waiting in line. Go ahead. Yeah.
But I'm saying I had a sleeping bag, but that was kind of the only thing. They had people come out and be like, hey, like keep the line kind of tame in
yeah,
a way.
Be respectful.
Yeah.
There was nothing, by the way, young people out there, and I'm much older than you, and I'm
right.
much older than anybody.
You're much older than me.
I'm much older than you.
What are you, like not even 10 years older than me? I'm 34.
You're very nice. The point is this.
What are you, like 44?
Listen, it doesn't matter how old I am.
Now you have to say how old you
40,
are.
40. Shit, am I? But what year is this?
Now it's 2014.
All right, but I turned, I had a birthday in July of 13. Wait, what?
There's no way you don't know how old you are.
47.
Okay.
Couldn't tell if it was 47 or 48.
Okay.
47. In my day, when you waited in line for tickets, it was an event.
Oh, sure.
It was, you know, somebody would prop their trunk open.
Oh, so it's like...
and play music.
What do you call it? Football?
Tailgating.
Yes.
It was like tailgating
yes.
for tickets. But, you know, like if you're waiting in line for Van Halen, you'd listen to Van Halen music all night
yeah.
long.
It'd be like heavy metal parking lot.
It really was.
Yeah.
And all positive. All, it was, people, the internet's great in some certain regards.
Right.
It's ruined not only music buying.
I agree.
Or record collecting or any of that. It's ruined that.
Completely.
But also concerts.
I agree.
Yes, it's great to go online and be able to go, I want these seats and these seats.
Right.
But there was something magical about waiting a line with like-minded people to buy tickets for a concert.
Totally, totally.
And these guys, Zach.
They get it.
Preppy.
Yes.
And Mario Lopez.
Yes.
They get it.
They totally get it. They do and they don't because... They don't. The entire responsibility on Screech.
On the Screech, who, why are they, we talked about this before, why are they friends with him?
Why are they friends with him? Why do they trust him to do anything ever, whatsoever?
What I love about, and this brings us to a great point. They, let's say that this box office is opening at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
At 9:59 and 30 seconds.
Yes.
They go, well, it seems like Screech has it handled. Let's go shopping.
Thank you.
You're buying tickets. You
just stand with him for
stand
one
there,
more
you assholes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Stand
yes.
there for another 30 seconds yes. and buy your. Because if it's as important as you're maintaining it to be, that yes. this, you made your dumb friend sleep overnight.
Yes.
While you went and got a perm, whatever the fuck you did, Lisa. While it's that important, stay there and buy the tickets with them. And I'm infuriated by that one scene alone.
1,000% agree with you because, yeah, they. It is exactly, the guy opens the window and they're like, oh, we're good, right? Bye.
Good.
And like,
you, walk Screech, off. You take care of this, baby.
Screech, who has a history of doing nothing but fucking everything up.
Right. And then he says, Screech, get us the closest you can. Okay.
Yeah.
You want a mezzanine orchestra?
Oh! Yes.
I'm going to lock up on that.
Exactly. So that's what happens is that like he goes, I don't know which. I got to go ask my friends, will you hold my place in line to the guy behind him? And walks off. And you're right. It's like he would just, if anything, he'd just repeat what Zach said. He'd go, whatever's closer.
I don't know.
Two.
I was told to get the closest.
Yeah. So,
oh, orchestra then, sir.
How about you, Ticketmaster guy? Just get the closest
right.
one.
I also love that on a TV show that is ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
that they're actually using you too.
I thought
they don't call like we got to get tickets for Skull Crunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's what it usually would be. Why did you two? Why is this the one exception?
I don't understand. Well, I don't understand. You're right because there are certain episodes where they do that where it's like Beau Revere tape. They're like Beau Revere, fake dude.
Mm-hmm.
Then this one's you two, and there are certain times too where it's like we're going to see MC Hammer, and then there are certain other times where yeah they're like we're going to see fakey band.
You know why they went to see MC Hammer, right?
Why?
It was Hammer time.
Well.
I mean, come on.
Of course.
Of course that's why.
I forgot that scene where they looked at their watch
yeah.
and they were like, you know what time it is.
Summertime.
Summertime.
And then I heard rumor that Lisa Tuttle, is that her name?
Turtle.
It's Turtle.
Yeah.
Lisa Turtle. She didn't want to do it. And they went, Lisa, you're too legit to quit.
Yeah.
These are all things that happen.
It's true.
They went to that concert. And Zach tried to be very helpful and grabbed Lisa's ticket, and she said, don't touch this.
Exactly.
So we've now covered all of them.
All the hits are in there. Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
So yeah, so this is a rare. I'm with you on that too. Like they're using a real band. That's crazy, and weird that they pick and choose when they do that. But also in the beginning, I just want to get this out of the way too. There's zero Jesse in this episode, and it's not at all mentioned.
Do you think she's still having trouble with the pills?
It could be she's in rehab still.
I know she had that tough time. She really had a tough
that
time.
36
the last time I was
hours
there.
Of pill popping. If
there's been no episodes since the last one I've done, right?
No.
Okay.
No, just when you're not here, it stops.
This doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Stay by the velvet and tape?
Yes.
All right. Very
exactly.
good. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. So she's not in it at all, and there's no mention of that and no explanation. So, yeah, they leave it to Screech at the last minute. You're good. You are totally responsible with all of our money. He leaves the line. Now, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Nope.
No, go ahead.
Nope. Go on.
Well, my thing is he turns to the guy behind him to be like, hey, we saved my place in line. And then it turns out that guy doesn't speak English is the joke. But to me, that was just irrelevant because no one would do it anyway.
No, the guy would go, dude, buy your tickets.
Exactly. Like, nope. Dude, he would just be like.
I mean, a decent human being would go, yeah, buddy. And then mock him as you just believe that idiot.
Yeah.
Or they would go, dude, just buy your tickets.
Yeah. Or they'd offer help and go, orchestra's closer.
Right.
That's what that means.
Now get out of the way.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he runs out of the line to go find them. And then. I wrote this, like, everybody's just kind of chilling in the mall. He goes to find Zach and Slater, who were staring longingly at mannequins.
And they said.
They said, like, Zach's like, don't you wish we could find girls like that? Great figure and doesn't talk back, is what Slater says.
Which.
Monsters would say that.
Monsters.
That's monstrous.
I mean, white trash assholes.
Like
if an uncle said that at Christmas, I would rethink going to Christmas
yes,
next year.
Yes.
Like, yes. I don't know if I need to hear Don. I'm going to keep using Don as the guy. Don was the other fellow?
Donnie is the writer.
Donnie's the writer. Don's the uncle.
Okay. Your Uncle Don. But your sexist Uncle Don.
It would be like, you know, they good fair, they don't talk back, right?
Right.
Oh, we're done talking.
So creepy.
Awful.
And for me, 80 million times creepier for a teenage dude to say that, right? I guess. Even because the old drunk uncle, you're like, of course
you know
they
who I blame
that.
On this? Bobrick.
Yeah, really?
Bobrick was writing on those old sitcoms.
Responsible for that line.
That's his Angie Griffith upbringing right there. That's his, that's what we think
in
about.
In his day, women did keep their mouths shut.
They kept their figures tight and their mouths shut. That's what Bobrick knows. What I also love is, like, why can't we find girls like that? Meanwhile,
you're hanging out with
Tiffany
two...
Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
Has a body that they're masturbated to.
They're beautiful.
You know what I mean? Just
Kelly and Lisa are, without a question, beautiful girls.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
With rockin' bods.
Rockin' bods!
The mannequin has a worse body
than two...
Thiessen.
Yeah.
Thiessen?
Thiessen.
Thiessen. I say Thiessen like I'm a dumb Italian from the south side of Chicago.
No, you say it like it's all like tease. Like
Jim Thorpe.
I think it's almost
Thanksgiving.
Like sexy style. Like you're kind of, it's a slip.
You're kind of dumb Italian from the south side.
You're
coming over for Thanksgiving?
Admitted that you jerked it to her.
What's up?
You
thought I meant that last show.
I don't think you did.
Yes, I used to watch this in hotel rooms on the road as a comic.
Yes, you did. But you
So
were...
it was either this or Nancy Grace.
Oh,
so...
Okay,
somebody's getting jerked to.
When you phrase it that way, I am so relieved
yes.
that you jerked it to Kelly Kapowski.
Yes, she's an angel. That Nancy Grace is an angel. She's really doing God's work, getting ratings on other people's deaths and travesties, disasters.
Who can't get hard to that?
I couldn't. That's why I chose this. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. So they're hanging out with like two beautiful girls anyway, but they're like, oh, if only they didn't talk back to us. But so while they're staring longingly at these mannequins like total creeps.
Screech comes walking up.
Totally. And he's like, hey, and they're like, oh, you got the tickets, right? And he's like, no, do you want mezzanine or orchestra? And they, again, for the millionth time, freak out and are somehow surprised that Screech fucked the plan up.
Wouldn't you at that point? Break into the bring them to the school, break in, because it's obviously the weekend. This is a weekend.
Yeah.
Break in, go to woodshop, fire up the bandsaw, and slice his fucking head off. Wouldn't that be the only solution at this point?
It's the only reasonable way.
I'm here. You know, there's 100 people in line. I was first in line. I'm here. Yeah. Do you want orchestra or mezzanine? I would just line them up and watch his overacting head flop onto the ground.
So you would just fully murder Screech.
I would murder because you're the dumbest man alive. And I can't be friends with you, and nobody should have to deal with this again.
Right. But yet, next episode, we will fully trust a plan.
They'll trust
him
again. They trust him again later in this episode.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so they, instead of doing your suggestion, or at least just being like, you fucking total idiot, we hate you so much.
Right.
They go get back in line.
Get back in line, dummy.
Yeah, well, because the aforementioned guy comes up, proves he doesn't speak English.
Can't speak English, loves you too.
Yeah.
You too speaks to all. I mean, you know that from Morrissey. The Hispanics love.
That's true.
The doom and gloom.
That's true. There is just like no language barrier.
Girl, in a coma.
So, yeah, so they go, well, just get back in line, buddy. We still trust you.
Right.
They don't follow him.
They don't follow him.
They don't.
Again, it's so important to them. They don't just go, we'll just do it.
Yes.
You get back there.
You get back there.
We're going to keep
take
chopping.
Care of it again.
Take care
by
of it again.
Yourself.
Dunce.
Yeah. So he goes.
Bandsaw.
Yeah. I love that you advocate sawing Screech's head off.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it.
Are you not afraid, given Screech, what we know about him, that his head would live
it would
just
live
like
on.
Grow a new body?
It very well may.
I mean,
but
I think
I'll
that's
take
just
that
what
risk.
Would happen. You will? Okay. Because that you're risking having two Screeches.
No, that head's only going to grow one body.
You don't think the body's going to grow a head
That
back.
Other body dies. The other body dies. Body one shrivels and dies. Head head grows a new body, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I guess I'm unclear on the rules, the logic behind.
It was your logic that I'm playing along with.
No, okay.
You said I wouldn't be afraid that he would, yes.
I love how matter of fact, they're like, no, clearly body one dies, you idiot. Don't you know science?
You're not thinking.
Yeah. Okay, so he goes to get back in line, and then the guys, like everybody else, are just kind of chilling in the mall. They all meet up at this bench in the food court. And that's when Lisa sits down and she's like, hey, is this anybody's? And then picks up this bag of that has $5,000 in it.
Looks, if I'm not mistaken, smells. Like money.
Like money. She. Mm. Oh, yeah, because she goes, well, first of all, she goes, whoa, mama. And everyone else says, whoa, mama. A phrase I don't know has ever been uttered by any teenagers.
No.
So they're all like, whoa, mama. And then she opens, she gets like this fat stack of cash. Yeah, flips it next to her ear. And I was like, this sounds like $5,000. Yeah. And then Kelly goes, what if a poor person lost it? And then Zach makes the solid point that I wrote down of what poor person has $5,000. And I was legitimately like, that's the thing I'd say. That yeah. makes sense. And then.
But you would turn it in. Would you not turn it in immediately?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, very good.
Of course. Well, because, and look.
I would keep it because I would need money for bail money because I just slit my friend's head off. Yeah.
A guy.
I just murdered a guy.
You brutally murdered
Yeah, and there's no doubt. That is not a bloodless crime.
No, it's not.
You're covered
you
in screech blood.
You have all the evidence on you.
100%.
Screech blood.
Yeah. 100%.
Which we aren't entirely certain, though, that it's not like blue or green. So maybe you'd get away with it because it wouldn't look like human blood.
Knowing that actor, I don't want that blood on.
Yeah. Yeah. Of
right.
Course, of course.
I don't know that actor.
So I got to say, though, I'm not like a total saint because I would turn it in, but you would expect a reward. Clearly.
I'm always.
You'd get a reward. If I lose
$5,000, what are you going to get? Yeah. $500?
If you lose $5,000 tomorrow, and so you wouldn't offer a reward for the person that returns it to you.
I'd say, here's $20, get yourself a sandwich.
No, of course. You're paying $20 on $5,000.
I would probably give him $500.
Yes.
Can't give $1,000. $1,000 is too much.
I think it might be. I think $500 is a good way to go. What is that, 10% of it?
10%, 20% is a tip.
20% is probably the way to go then.
But $1,000, wait, 10%.
I don't know.
It's $500, yeah.
Yeah. Then, so $1,000 is...
That's one-fifth of my money.
Right. I don't know. That
seems high, but then at least
high.
I still have $4,000.
Right, you
5 minutes
have,
earlier, I had zero.
You'd zero if this person didn't come back.
I'd probably give him $500 and hope to God that he's happy with it, but I would judge by the look. Yeah, thank you. Oh, you're $500 more, right?
Right, right.
I was kidding. Here's another five.
Yeah, I was with you at first on the $500, but then when you said 20%
I might give him $4,500. I'm fine with $500. I had nothing moments ago. Why not? He's a good guy. Seems like a good person. Could use the money.
I'm just going to go ahead and hand it back to him.
You know what? I'm
this
good.
This is on you.
I'm good. You're a good guy.
So, yeah, they... then Kelly or somebody's like, we need to see if anybody lost it. And then, so Zach, like, he's like, hey, did anybody lose $5,000? No. Okay, nobody answered. So now let's use it to our advantage. And then he proposes he just basically turns into a scalper. He's like, guess what we'll do? We'll take all this money, buy all the U2 tickets we can.
Sell those.
Give back the original $5,000. Keep the profits.
Keep the profit.
Which.
Very smart.
Totally. I mean, feasible plan, certainly. Maybe don't leave it 100% up to Screech this time.
Right.
But a good plan. But then here's what I wrote down that's always tripped me up about this episode, especially when I was a teenager. In order to convince his friends are a little like, wait a minute.
Oh, seems,
and he goes,
seems dicey.
Yeah. He's like, how do we know we can do this? He goes, just think of it as a short-term loan with a high interest rate. And then the fellow teenagers go, yeah, definitely.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Short-term now that you high. Phrase it like that.
Yeah.
I'm 34, like we just said earlier. I don't know what that means.
Well, what it means is it's a short-term loan. It's not a long-term loan.
So you have to pay it back in a shorter time?
I don't know what it means.
So it's like that. When I was a teenager, I'm like, no one knows what that means.
Think of it as a short-term loan with a high interest rate.
Is that good? That sounds bad.
No, that's not good. No, it's not good.
I guess it's good if Zach's playing the part of the bank, right?
Or the loan shark.
Right. So it's good for him?
Yeah, it's good for him.
Because I just hear
those
terms.
It's good for America.
I just saw one of... Did you see The Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I know you saw it. Seven times now?
No, I haven't seen. I'm going to go see it a third time. Okay, well, then I won't.
Two times. Chip was with me both times. Bang, 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 bang.
Is that your impression of me? Because it's not very good.
Whenever I read your Facebook updates, that's how I read them.
That's how you read them.
Okay, hey, guys. You know what? I say this about your Facebook updates, and this is a compliment.
Oh.
You write them the exact same way you speak, and I love it.
Oh, thank you. Well, because I'm speaking to my friends.
I love it.
Well, what is that face for?
Friends?
It's, yes. First of all, I only add people on Facebook I know. That's not a joke. Like, if I haven't met you, I'm not going to add you on Facebook because that's weird. Sorry to everyone listening to this who tries to add me as a friend. But I only add people I know because I lead a very solitary life as you sit in my apartment I share with no one.
Mm-hmm.
So all too often there are times where I'm either watching something or listening to something or reading a book. And I'm like, I got to talk about this with somebody. There's nobody around.
Facebook.
To my friends on Facebook. What do you guys think of this?
Dudes, what's up? And then you...
You guys listen.
I love it. I love that you... It's almost like you put it in a dictaphone and you just spoke it, and then it just puts it down like that.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing. Just like, I need to talk to you guys about it.
I love it.
I forgot what I was going to say, other than go see Wolf of Wall Street, because it's awesome.
I hear conflicting reviews.
It's so... I don't get...
I hear conflicting reviews.
I want to know when you see it, I want to know.
I want to know what love is. We all have questions. So...
I want you to show me.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. Foreigner. But I'm not joking about Wolf of Wall Street. Tell me immediately when you see it, because I want to know what you think. Immediately. As you're leaving the theater, text me and tell me yes or no. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to say, yes or no, and I'll know what it means.
All right.
Okay. So then Zach explains the terms of banking and loan to them, and they go, yeah, let's totally do that. Then cut to these two caricatures of gangsters.
Yes.
Also... comically, like cartoonishly named Frankie and Louie.
So Frankie and Louie, a couple of
in their leather couple jackets. Of thugs.
One guy is Frankie or Louie. Looks like he's an extra in Beach Street.
Totally, and one like one's tall,
the other one's
little.
David Copperfield.
Yes. Oh my God, he looked so much like David Copperfield.
Yes, he does. I wrote it down.
Totally. Yeah, and he's the tall one, and then the other one's the short one, and they're like, hey, Frankie, where are they taking the money?
I don't know, it's just Vito's money!
Yeah, totally. I mean, they're just like cartoon awful gangsters. So they say everything they're thinking out loud. Like, it's so, where are the kids taking the money, see? I don't know, see? Like, it's that.
Let's keep an eye on them. You got it, Frankie. Okay, Louie.
Totally. And then...
they bumble around like idiots.
Yeah, they like bump into each other
and shit. Costello bit.
So then they go to the line... The next scene is, like, they're back in line for the tickets. Screech is, you know, back in the back of the line now.
He's not doing well.
He's not. Well, this scene has always bothered me for this reason. He's maybe, like, five people back.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in all fair, like, yes, they're trying to get tickets as quickly as possible. However, they take so much time and money, like, bribing these five people. It's such a waste.
Yes.
It's such a waste of time
and
money.
And they bribe them in a way that, again, is... Why can't we get women that look like that, you know, and keep their mouths shut?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, oh, there's some fat people. Ice cream dummies.
They, like, shove ice cream cones in their faces.
Yeah. And hey, two nerd girls. The two good-looking guys will talk to you.
Yes.
Well, we'll do that.
Yes. And here, okay. These are things, like, the you know, cartoon fat people who are like, we want to eat all the time because we're fat. Get it? They could buy their tickets and then go get ice cream cones. They don't need it, but that
the
show
ran
is
to
like
get the ice cream.
You guys don't understand. They're so fat and gross. They have to have
they can't.
Ice cream in their mouths.
I mean, I've been in line for 3 hours, but well, must have treat.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'd argue a better use of time and money.
Yeah.
Let all those people buy their tickets when they're leaving the line. Go, can I buy your tickets off of you
for X amount of money?
Yes. Maybe a little bit of a markup. They get a little bit of a profit. Then they sell them for more.
Short-term loan, high interest.
I mean, you know all these terms, Zach. Why don't you put them
right,
in practice?
Right?
Yeah.
Quit buying ice cream cones.
Yes.
Let's turn this into dough.
So they bribe all these people, and then they get up to this lady. This is my favorite character in this episode, the old black lady, who I'm going to go ahead and say is the Rosa Parks of Ticketmaster, because she actually literally looks like Rosa Parks.
She also may or may not be, maybe Bobrick, I forget some of his credits. Did he write on Sanford and Son? This may be an extra from Sanford and
Son. Totally from Sanford
and Son. She still was just wandering around the lot.
Yes.
And they went, get Dolores.
Yes.
And she goes, what do you need me for?
We need you to be a sassy old black lady.
I can do that. Who's it? What are we talking about? Sammy Davis? No, you too? You too? What about me too? She doesn't understand it at all.
Well, she, in this episode, is like the president of the U2 fan club.
Loves him.
She says, I never miss a U2 concert.
How about $200?
Nope.
I'm gone.
They go, hey, how about $50 to get out of the line? Nah. She's like, no. And I was like, that's less than the price of the ticket she's going to buy anyway. They're like, how about $100? Make it $200. I'm out of here. They give her $200. She pieces out. Misses her beloved U2.
She also, what I love about it, she just bails. Doesn't just
completely.
Go, all right, well, let's switch spots.
Yeah.
Doesn't even go, all right, you go
just
ahead.
Just goes home. Yeah.
Just go, yeah, we're good.
It's like, why don't you just get one behind it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she just leaves fully, goes home. So then that's when Screech gets back up to the window and immediately sold out.
Sold out.
Old school sold out sign closes the glass window.
Yep.
You're done. then they're like, whoa, damn. Like, what are we going to do? We already spent the money for, you know, we invested in these ice cream cone bribes.
Like, right?
We're out that money.
Yeah.
We're out the $200 you just gave Rosa Parks. What are we going to do? So then, you know, whatever, commercial break. Okay. It opens back up in the food court. And they're trying to, like, brainstorm ideas to get the money back. And this is another teenagers would never say this thing. Because Slater goes, we can invest in the stock market.
And double our money. Is that safe?
Is that, but also, it's like.
Like, that's a real option. Like, they would walk over to the stock market counter and go, here's $4,000. What do you got?
Exactly.
Awful.
Like, I just totally extrapolated that. Like, the idea of them calling a stockbroker and being like, look, I'm 17. I got 5 G's burning a hole in my pocket.
We got to turn this around fast. Because I got to put it back in a bag by the plant in the mall by morning.
Yeah.
What do you got? What can we do? What's the hot stock?
What's the hot stock that in 24 hours you hand me back 5 grand?
Look at that Facebook shit. That thing's not going to fly.
Yeah.
I can even see the writing on the wall on that.
You guys, internet hasn't even been invented yet.
Right?
That's not going anywhere. Yeah, so they're, and then they're like, no, of course we can't do that. That doesn't work. And then they say, like, then that's when Zach's like, we're going to have to sleep out again. Like, Screech, you're going to have to sleep in line
Screech again.
Oh, because they, the intercom that's apparently at a mall. I've never heard an intercom at a mall. Have you?
Let's see. I worked at a mall for a lot of the 80s.
I did too. I had high
intercoms
school.
Intercoms were a very big,
big thing.
They were big in the 80s.
My job in high school was at a mall, and I never heard.
Except they would announce the mall's closing. Like, they would say, attention shoppers, the mall's closing in 15 minutes.
But only in specific stores,
maybe the store,
I think.
Maybe. JCPenney's will be closing
exactly,
in 15
and,
minutes.
Exactly, like Macy's or something, I'd hear that. But I don't remember hearing a mall-wide.
Why do you have to one-up me on JCPenney? Why is Macy's got to trump JCPenney?
I'm just saying I remember hearing it in Macy's.
Yeah,
it's not a class. This isn't a class war.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
Yeah.
But you've already established anyway your dominant. You've just brought a new washing machine after already having an old one. I own zero washing machines.
You don't need one. Where are you going to put it in this place? What Morrissey poster are you going to take down so you could
put a Morrissey poster on the side of the washing machine, clearly.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, magnet. Go
the
magnet.
Washing machine.
Very good. I forgot. That gives you more space. You got to get a washing machine in here.
Just decorate.
You need a new wall.
Stick Smith's magnets.
For no other reason.
But yeah, so the intercom at the mall somehow comes
on. They announce more U2 tickets are going on sale.
Yeah. Guess what? Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. or whatever, U2 tickets. You got a second chance.
Get back in line, Screech.
Screech.
Why wouldn't you? And then they say, what do they say? They say, how are we going to pull this off? I don't know. How about you do it this time, you two fucking idiots?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But they go, why don't we just do the exact same thing that just fucked us all over? Screech, you're going to sleep in line
it's
again.
It's basically Gilligan's Island, the show.
Yeah. Totally.
It really is. It's once
totally.
Again. Like, he's Gilligan.
Yeah.
And nobody ever thinks to put his head in a goddamn bandsaw.
Dude, how great would that? What if that was the last ever episode of Saved by the Bell? Screech, this is a long time coming.
Come
you tested our patience enough.
If you did this show, wouldn't like if you're Bobrick?
Do I write an episode where they murder?
We're canceled anyway. We're done. Let's go out big. Let's murder Screech.
Not only murder, but saw his head off,
and just watch his lifeless head just fall to the ground like a bowling ball. Damn it.
Da-na-na-da-na-na-na.
It's all right, because I'm safe out of bell.
Let's do that. Let's write that. Let's write the lost episode.
I think that would be hysterical.
I think we could get him to do it. The original cast, we'll get him back together for that. I think it's possible.
I'm going to tell you something. If Will Ferrell and Funny or Die went to them and said, we want to do this,
they'd do
it. It's done tomorrow.
It's done tomorrow.
They're all doing it.
You
for the street cred?
Hey, call those guys.
For the street cred alone, they would all do it.
I think you're a heavy hitter in Hollywood. You're a big name. You know these guys. You hang out with.
I can't do any of that.
You could. You have Will Ferrell on speed
dial. This?
Yeah, because you like me and you're my friend. Don't act like you're slumming it.
What out of two ain't bad.
Anyway, we could definitely get that done. We'll get it done. We'll talk off camera.
I feel like it's 10 years too late.
I don't think it is because didn't they just like 2-3 years ago? When was the thing where they all like did the Jimmy Fallon stuff where they still dressed up?
It's already been done then.
No.
We put his head on a bandsaw. We do an actual episode.
Where we murder
where
him.
Where he screws up.
It's a snuff film.
Yeah. We actually killed Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
By the way, we're not really doing that. The off chance doesn't die.
By the way, we are not in
headless.
Favor of murder.
No.
Everyone listening.
Our Lucky's going to be found in a trunk tomorrow.
Oh, no, don't say that. If you're listening now, we officially say we're not in favor of murder. Just put it out there. I am. April, I'm fully 100% anti-murder. I'll put it out there right now. I
don't
believe
care. In real life murder is bad. On television, murder is good.
Okay.
Specifically, Screech. What's his last name?
Powers.
Screech Powers, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Okay, so...
Again, running dangerously short on time.
Yes. Okay, so they're like, I guess we're going to have to sleep out again. So they start handing out the money. They're like, well, give us an advance. We'll go shopping before, you know, we'll use this money because we're going to get it all back when we sell the tickets. And they go, hey, those weirdos are watching us. The two, Frankie
those two
and
guys are
Louie, are watching us. Create a diversion. And then that's when Screech runs around the thing acting like a monkey, which I'm like, that's the worst idea of all time.
It starts tickling the guys.
Yes. Yes. Where it's like, why would you ask him to do that? Just take the money, get out of there, whatever.
Right.
Okay. So the next, it's just like everybody's shopping. They go, the shoe store they're always hanging out in, by the way, every single shoebox is identical, which...
Wait, they went to the movie theater first.
No, they shop, and then they meet at the movie theater. They
I
go,
apologize. I stand corrected. I beg your pardon.
No problem. Just don't let it happen again. So they're all like, let's do our thing. We'll meet at the movies at 6. So they all go shopping, and then they do. They meet at the movie theater, and that's...
Movie theater, of course. So comfortable. You get there, you get your folding chair. You got your five seats across.
Five seats
right.
across.
Luckily,
three
nobody sits
rows,
in front of
four
you.
Four rows.
Real tight mall.
Just a
There's more people
chair.
In line for you too than can fit in that movie theater. Totally. Put some extras in there, you assholes.
Totally.
Whole
totally.
Front row is empty.
Yep.
And then the boys are talking during it.
Just full on, not whispering, like conversational.
The girls
tones.
Are so bothered by it, they're yeah. going to move directly in front of
directly
them.
In front of them, where you would just hear more of their
It'd
talking.
Be more in a direct line of yeah.
Yeah. And also, they're comparing what each other bought. And because they got $200 each, Screech
oh, yeah,
comes
yeah,
in
right.
in a giant like Superman costume again, only attracting attention to them.
Again, once again, at that, what I thought at that point was again, why are you friends with this guy?
Why are you friends with this guy? No,
because it's not funny. They not don't funny. Find it funny. Like it would be different if he came and look at fucking Screech.
Yeah, but they're all just rolling.
Screech
their
is wearing
like,
a Superman outfit. He's hysterical. That's our buddy.
Yeah,
but they're like, Screech, you dunce.
Yeah,
like why are they friends with him?
Totally, and. They go, so yeah, they're comparing what they bought, and then Slater's like, "Check out what I got," and he just pulls out a fake hand,
from a novelty shop, from a trick shop.
Was that $200?
You want a good novelty hand?
That's not.
You're gonna have to spend money. And by the way, don't think that's not the start. That is not. That's the gateway to them chopping off Screech's head.
Oh, getting comfortable with
he's
severed
body
parts.
He's already comfortable with the severed hand. He's got the fake hand. That's just lining him up.
Right.
So when they discover Screech's head lying on the wood shop. Floor, they're gonna go, who did this? I would talk to Slater. They right. go to his house, they see that hand.
They already see like fake, they're like, that's weird. He's already collecting
guys
body
already doing
parts.
This.
Yeah.
But it's not a real hand, Sarge. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're already cool with it like being in your room.
That's my point.
Yeah. This really realistic.
So the foreshadow. So when we write our episode, we do a little flashback to this.
To him having a fake rubber hand.
Yep.
I like it. I like your line of thinking. So they compare what they do, and then they're all watching this movie, and they are totally talking during it, but the movie sounds like a period drama.
Yes,
like
it
it's
does.
Super dramatic.
And you used two names that I'm not that familiar
A Merchant
with.
Ivory film. It totally sounded like a serious Merchant Ivory film, which I was like, why would they go
they
see
wouldn't.
That?
These five idiots would
yeah.
not.
Well, although maybe they're really sophisticated. I mean, they know the terms of loans. They know stock market stuff.
Screech is in a Superman outfit.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That brings them all down. Yeah, okay, and then Frankie and Louie walk in, and they're just like, oh, shit. And that's when they go, we gotta
get out
naturally,
of here.
Like, just get out of here.
How do they get
unnoticed.
How do they choose to get out of there?
Good old casual whistling.
Sure.
You know how when you're just totally comfortable with a situation, you just start whistling to prove how comfortable.
I'm so relaxed right now that I'm going to whistle and stroll. Right?
Not a care in the world.
Nobody does that.
No one does that. And why is that such a go-to TV thing, like the casual
know.
Whistle?
I don't know.
Yeah. So they all, every single one of them does the fake casual whistle as
right.
they walk past. And then, of course, Screech stops and talks to these dudes.
The two guys, yeah.
That they are trying to get away unnoticed. And he's like, hey, guys, we're all going to take a piss or
yeah.
something.
Right,
yeah.
we'll take a squirt.
I'm going to go take my pants fully 100%
right?
down.
Well, he's got to. He's got those tights on.
Take a squirt.
Yeah, those, they'll squirt.
So, yeah, they do a real shitty job of going unnoticed.
Right.
So, the next plan is they're like, we got to find a place we can sleep overnight in the mall undetected.
Ugh.
They spot a tent in the sporting goods store.
Yeah.
Right?
That bothers you for some reason.
Yeah, because, well, first of all, the tent's like really tiny.
Yeah, tiny tent, pup tent.
But there's no, they won't even be able to sit in it, much less like all lay down and sleep.
That's a tent for two.
And all five of them have to get in there. But also, and you'll know this too because you worked in a mall, they go, okay, so Zach is like, here's my plan. I'm going to distract the guy. You guys run into the tent. So he goes in, classic move, asks him like the price of something way high on the shelf.
Turn around. Guy doesn't take it down.
Yeah.
Just keeps his back to the guy. Which is, you know, the first thing they teach you when you work at a mall. Yeah. Don't turn your back to the register.
Yeah, totally. Like,
hey, right up there. Oh, let me look. Dunce.
Yeah, exactly. So his back is to him the entire time. So he's like reaching up, looking at the thing. Everybody runs to the thing. And then when he goes, he's like, I'm going to need, you know, 12 of those. And he's like, oh, I got to go to the back. He goes to the back. Zach runs in the tent. Everybody's in the tent. When the worker comes back out, he looks at his watch, makes a super exaggerated, like, move to his watch.
Yeah.
Goes, oh, we're closed.
Ooh, hey.
Because Frankie and Louie.
Frankie and Johnny, you're thinking of them. They're lovers.
That's right. Yeah. Frankie and Louie are like about to come in, and the guy
closes the door. We're closed.
Aggressively. Super aggressively. He's like,
you know, you can't
we're
take
closed.
One more sale, fellas.
No.
But we don't club.
Not only that, not only just the immediate, like, we're closed, bye, close the door in their face, turns off the lights, leaves. Like, zero. When
no
I
security.
Were, no prep, no counting the register.
No.
Lights
well,
off.
We learned earlier, this guy doesn't care about that register.
Yeah. But it's just what I was thinking of my mall days. So when you close, shit has to happen. Also, I used to get annoyed because if somebody came in at like a minute till mm-hmm. close, you had to just deal with it.
Yes.
Like they just get
not
to be
stall.
In there.
This guy's the best and worst employee ever.
Right.
Because he tolerates Zach's bullshit. If I were to the mall and the guy was talking, well, I need 79 footballs.
Yeah.
Sir,
I'd be like,
what
dude,
do you need, sir?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know, the customer's always
Wait,
right.
When you worked at the mall, what store did you work at?
Well, listen, we could talk about it. I worked at Oranges Records and Tapes.
Nice.
And then I worked at JR's Music Shop.
Uh-huh.
Then I worked at Warehouse Records.
Uh-huh.
Then I moved back.
And these were all inside of malls?
Yeah. Oranges was in a Bremerton mall. JR's was at Lincoln Mall.
Okay.
Then I moved to Pasadena, California, and I worked at the Warehouse Records, which was a freestanding store.
Okay.
Then I moved back to Chicago. I worked at Jeans West for about 2 months. Until there was an opening back at JR's that I went to JR's. Then I started managing my own record store. And back to Oranges.
Oh, nice.
And then I got hired at MCA Records, and I worked for MCA Records for a couple of years before I quit to do comedy full-time.
Oh, that rules.
Yeah.
Well, my mall job was at the Hello Kitty store in my local mall in Atlanta, Georgia. But then I did work at Tower Records in Atlanta for a while before it closed.
Love Tower Records.
The coolest part about the Tower Records in Atlanta, other than the fact that I saw Outkast like every day, Big Boy from Outkast came in every Sunday and was like, what's up, April? Totally knew who I was. Best ever. Every
that sounds
Tuesday,
crazy.
He's the best. Every Tuesday.
Isn't that Outkast song? No, it's not.
No, what do you?
Oh, I'm thinking of was CeeLo Green's thing.
Oh, well, CeeLo came in too and sort of Ludacris, like all those Atlanta dudes.
Wait, what's that?
No, but here I'm getting to the best part.
What's his band name?
His band name? Are you talking about Goody Mob? Or CeeLo Green and the Imperfect or the Perfect Imperfections?
Well, who's that song? Because they're crazy.
Oh, you're talking about Gnarls Barkley.
Wasn't CeeLo Green in that?
Yeah, it was CeeLo Green and Danger Mouse
Thank
who went to the
you.
University of Georgia.
Thank you.
Well, you confuse when his band. I mean, it's like him and a DJ.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, Whitey. Come on, Whitey. But listen, every Tuesday at Tower in Atlanta,
yeah,
new release day,
yeah,
we'd open an hour early for one Mr. Elton John. Every Tuesday he would come in. Buy every new release, like no shit, would spend like $10,000, signed whatever we wanted him to sign, coolest dude ever.
Why was best. He in Atlanta?
He lives there, or, you know, part-time.
I didn't know that.
He apparently got clean in Atlanta, like he went to rehab there, and so when he did, he liked it a lot.
So you would open up early every Tuesday for Elton John?
Just for Elton John. And he would come with the basket, walk up and down the aisle, buy all the new releases, like
Love
literally
it.
All the new
Love
releases.
Love it.
Best
you would
dude.
Think... That if it happened every Tuesday, you guys would just stack up the new releases on the counter so you didn't have to get the basket.
Yeah,
and
I think maybe they probably did that. I didn't work every Tuesday. Like, I only got to experience it, like, well, I was in college, so it depended on my classes.
Not me, baby. I don't take...
Drop out of school to hang out with Elton John for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, I only worked it a couple times, but he could not have been nicer.
Well, you think
actor
Dennis DeYoung from Styx used to come to our record store.
You don't say.
One time, He came in. It was always great. He would always call and say, I'm coming in.
Oh, okay.
Don't make a scene. Then he would show up in his Styx tour jacket.
What? Are you serious? Yeah.
And his wife would come in with a floor-length mink coat in summer. And
you're joking.
Nope.
Was it during regular hours? Because our thing, we just knew to be open for Elton John.
No, it was regular mall.
Oh, okay.
Because he lived right there.
Oh, okay.
So one time he brought it. He would come in. Dennis DeYoung came in all the time.
Right.
One time he came in and he had his son Matthew with him. And he came over and he goes, hey, fellas, it's my son's birthday. I got to go shopping. Could you watch Matthew for a little while? We go, yeah, we'll watch Matthew. So we babysat Matthew.
That's kind of weird.
While Dennis went shopping. And
you guys are total strangers to him.
No, we're not. We're the guys there all the time. We're the record store.
I mean, I guess.
We're Jim and Keith.
Right.
And so then, as I was trying to entertain young Matthew, this is a direct quote from Dennis DeYoung's son, Matthew. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, my God. Wait, how old was he?
Oh, boy. This had to be, this was 85. So however old he was in 85, I don't know how old the kid is.
Well, but then when that happens, are you like you just stand in silence with a little kid?
I mean, you've been around children.
Yeah.
When a child, like when you want to play and the kid doesn't want to play with you, or like you go to high five a kid and he doesn't high five you, and you somehow feel like the dumbest person alive.
Oh my God, like, it's like,
there he is, what's up, little buddy?
There's no colder wind that
it's
can
awful,
blow on you.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my
so
God.
So imagine a kid's, not even, it's not even just the cold shoulder. It's a kid going, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Oh, I took it so personally.
Of course.
I was mad at him. I'm mad at DeYoung.
Yeah.
I'm mad at Styx. I burned all my Styx albums.
I ran a steamroller to steamroll over him.
Right?
Yeah.
It was crushing.
Yeah.
There was this kid, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to speak to you anymore is what he said, I believe.
Wow.
Whatever it was so hurtful
and I've never
precise.
Said that as an adult to anyone.
I've said it a couple of times. I want to say it now.
Oh.
But,
that's the only reason you told that story.
No, yeah, what if it was? It's a long con. She's going
to
say I wouldn't say it ever, and I know exactly what I was saying back.
The only reason.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
All right, so go on. The mall closes.
The mall. The guy closes immediately.
He's got to get out of there.
The second it closes, he turns off the lights. Done. Okay, they're sleeping in the tent. And then, next day, they're...
They don't even give us 1 second of them sleeping in the tent.
No, you don't even see inside of the tent.
No.
At all. Like, there's nobody in there. They're just doing voiceover.
My dummy, I understand how television's made.
I'm saying...
I'm suggesting that maybe there'd be a neat scene with Screech.
Right.
Where they can't deal with the Screech.
No, I'm not explaining it to you like you don't know what's happening. I'm saying it out loud in anger.
I understand. I apologize.
Like, that's not real.
I apologize.
Yeah.
You know how I'm thinking here. If you don't want me to put your head laying down next to a bandsaw, watch your P's and Q's.
I was about to say, I don't ever want to get on your bad
side. Get on my bad side.
Because it's a pretty extreme. Yeah. It's like, oh, is Jimmy mad? Oh, he doesn't get mad. He just
lops your head off.
A buzzsaw.
Oh, bandsaw.
Wait, a bandsaw?
I'm going bandsaw on this.
Okay.
Buzzsaw is different.
Oh, okay.
Bandsaw is the one that is up and down.
That you like pull down on you.
No,
or is it the one that's... You
that's both you're thinking of bandsaw either way. Bandsaw is the one like where it's in the table.
Yeah, it's in the table and you roll
then you roll your thing
over. Yeah.
Bandsaw is you can make it's similar. It's a bigger, I can't describe it.
It's too bad people can't get a load of the hand signals we're doing because we're
it's
doing
not
justice.
Bandsaw is nice because it's like it's a thin blade.
Right.
And it works up and down vertically.
Now I'm starting to get even more uncomfortable because I'm imagining your Google trail of you know too much about different kinds of saws.
First of all, I know nothing about saws. Let's be very clear. I'm lucky that I know bandsaw and buzzsaw.
You're describing them pretty...
I took a woodshop class in high school
okay.
and was not good at it.
Because you're only imagining heads going through
yes.
it instead of whatever you're supposed to be building.
Mr. Planko? Was his name Planko?
Planko is not a word. That's on Price
Craig,
is Right.
I think his name was...
Craig Bierko? Was that your...
It was Craig Bierko. It was terrific, handsome actor, Craig Bierko.
And he was
what
your
a funny,
teacher.
Great man Craig Bierko is.
Yeah.
Terrific and
handsome.
Planko? Planko? Craig? Who cares?
Okay. Anyway, what were we talking about? So they fake sleep in the tent overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next scene is first thing in the morning, they're back in line, and then that's when... Oh, no. Is that true?
Yeah, they're back
yeah,
in line.
Yeah, it is true, because they're back in line. What? Wait.
They
want to
buy
the
tickets.
They want to buy the tickets, but what happens?
The money's not in the shoebox.
Yes, that's what it is. They're like, hey, we want the maximum amount of tickets.
Yeah, $3,000.
We have, yeah, they go, there's five of his 10 tickets each. I did the math on my phone. $60 a ticket.
$60 seems very reasonable to see you two in 1991.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, cool. And then they look, money's missing. They run and try to retrace their steps and go to all these other stores. They go back to the shoe store. And I made a note of the fact that, what time did you guess malls open? 10 or 9?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. So we're like, again, we're like, what, 10:04?
10:04.
Busiest mall in the goddamn world.
People need shoes, baby.
I mean, buzzing with people at 10:04.
Don't bring a buzz. I immediately think of that bandsaw.
Oh,
think of that bandsaw.
Yeah, they go back. It's just like people everywhere. They go back to the shoe store. Busiest
Jam.
Shoe store.
Ernie's there. Looks right. They give him a line this time.
Yeah, that's true. And they start looking through all the shoe boxes, which of course is very confusing because they're all exactly
the same.
They're
all yellow with a black top.
Exactly the same.
And then they make a scene. They throw the shoe boxes all around.
Yes.
Nobody tells them to stop.
Nobody, no one comes out. Not even Ernie. Like, hey
Lisa,
what are your friends
doing? What are your friends, right?
Why are they Lisa, trashing the store?
We lost something.
Also, think of how useless a shoe store would. If you go to the thing and you're like, do you have these in my size? Let me look in the back. Give me 5 hours because all of the boxes look the same.
Yeah.
I have to actually physically open all the boxes. It's going to be a while, ma'am. Like, they all look exactly the same with no markings on them whatsoever.
Agreed.
Okay, so they're trashing the shoe store, and yep. Then they finally look over, and they see that there's one untouched
That's
shoe
That's our baby, and then who else wants it?
Rosa Parks
there
shows
she is.
Up.
I need you again.
Okay, so she's on her daily trip to the
she
mall?
She loves the mall. This woman loves the mall.
Gets there the second it opens every day? Clear, even though she's number one U2 fan, I guess... Their $200 has erased all desire to see U2 ever again.
She doesn't even want to get...
she's not in line.
Not interested in selling more tickets. She's going to buy new shoes with that $200.
That's right. Yeah. So they fight over it. Now, to distract her, to get her to let go of this shoebox.
What do they do?
I think it's... is it Kelly or Lisa that comes over and goes, oh, look, it's Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, right.
She's
and the
like,
old black lady.
The old black lady goes.
Looks.
Oh my God, Kevin Costner! And like immediately runs in that direction.
The old black lady loves you too, and Kevin Costner. Nobody in the writer's room went.
I am not into. I'm the prime demographic for both of
for
those
both
things.
Of them.
I don't like either of those
Be
things.
Be honest though. If you were at a shoe store and I said, April, Kevin Costner, you'd look.
I'd look.
So let's not pretend you wouldn't look.
Definitely, I'd look, I'd laugh. The crazy thing is, I think he fucking sucks. I, like, passionately hate Kevin Costner.
You're
That's
crazy.
Legit. He's terrible.
No, he's not.
He's terrible.
No way.
Terrible.
I will not stand for this.
Other than Field of Dreams, what do you like
and
him
I don't even like him in Field of Dreams.
That's the only thing that
he's
I can...
He's great in No Way Out. He's great in that... he's even good in that movie
terrible.
About voting where he's got a...
Where he is
he's
the guy
swing,
who...
Swing Vote.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's good in Swing Vote.
No.
He's good in that other one.
Nope.
Nah, you're wrong.
I think he's terrible and boring and ugly also, which is why I always got mad that he was a leading guy. Because
no
I'm like, this guy's busted.
No way. I will not stand
I think
for
he's terrible.
This talk.
I think he's terrible. But anyway, the point is...
I hope your dreams are haunted with the sound of bandsaws.
Listen.
Google. I want you to Google and YouTube bandsaw so you can
At
see how it works
time.
And hear it.
And dream of you pushing my head in.
Yes.
Because
animated.
I don't like K-Koss. All right. But apparently 70-year-old black ladies, that's their jam.
Mm-hmm.
You two and Kevin Costner. So she runs up to go find Kevin Costner. They open the thing. They've got the money. Isn't the money in there?
I don't know. I know money's too tight to mention. I know that.
A classic jam.
Bye.
Isn't that... No, it's not Simply Red. Is
yes,
it Simply it. Red?
Yeah, man,
the reason I know that, Chip Pope sings that every damn time we go to karaoke.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. It's terrible. It's terrible.
The worst time we're... Okay.
It's terrible.
That song came out today. I want to be a full disclosure. Came out today, and my wife said, you got to get that off.
Yeah. When he sings it at karaoke, I'm like, what are you doing?
I actually like that song.
Why do you put this...
But my money, money.
No.
Talk about money, money.
Nope. That's his jam. He always sings it.
All right, go on.
I can't remember, but the next scene, I think it is in there, and they're like, okay, cool. But then the next scene is when they're dressed up as the mannequins.
Oh.
They're in the window of the store.
I didn't even write that down. That scene's so...
Well, I did because it's in the bridal store. They're dressed up like a bridal party.
Because you know what happens is they're in the shoe store, and then they go, oh, there is Louie and Frankie again.
Of course.
And they go, what are we going to do? Any ideas? And I immediately thought, I don't know, move more than 4 feet away from them?
Exactly. Like, run in the opposite direction.
Don't stand here?
Yeah.
So their choice was, oh, there's the tuxedo shop.
Right.
Let's just take the time to put clothing on that fit
exactly.
perfectly.
Exactly.
And stand there like mannequins.
Exactly.
That's going to be...
Because...
What is it, a Scooby-Doo cartoon? I mean, why is that happening?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that is totally why I wrote it down, because think of the time... It's a bridal shop. It's like... It's not t-shirts and jeans. It's like tuxedos and a bridal gown. Mm-hmm. Things that would take time and precision. Like, you'd have to... And they look perfect. And they do. They all fit them perfectly.
I'll tell you what, when I saw them there, I thought, why can't every girl be like this?
You wanted to marry Kelly Kapowski in that wedding dress.
I don't want her to talk. She doesn't talk back to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good looking figure, nice curves.
Keeps that trap shut. Keeps it shut.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, so they all are dressed in the bridal party that would have taken ages to get into. And then they have to, you know, act like they're models. And then, so after that, the zany cartoon antics of that, they go back to the food court.
Yeah.
And we know it is because the opening thing is that security guard, never been more psyched about anything in his life than this donut he's about to eat.
Can't wait to eat it.
I mean, his face lights
up. Great actor. Poor guy got that direction. We talked about that last time I was here. I feel bad for the actors when they have to do that. Like, all right, so John, we're going to be opening with you. You're looking at that donut. You love that donut.
You love it.
You can't wait to
eat it. You're going to open your mouth wider than you've ever opened it in your life.
Smile.
To shove that donut into it.
And action. Right? Awful.
Yes. And it is so like, he has the widest open mouth. He's like, like cartoonishly sticking it in.
Then they interrupt him. Of course.
So he has to put it down. He's like, you guys, I was about to eat this donut. What the hell?
No, I'm on my break.
Yes. And now they're like, well, these mobsters are chasing after us. And then, like, you got to help us. These guys are chasing us. And then that's when he's like, why am I going to help? I'm with them.
And that doesn't freak them out.
No.
They don't go, what do you mean you're with them?
No. They're just like, what? Well, they just kind of freeze. And then the guys go, you know, hey, you're on totally candid video. And, of course, they're like, what? Okay. And then they spell it out. They're like, we've been taping you since day one. Since the line, the shoe store, everything.
We even went home, changed our clothes, came back the next day.
Totally. But they go, so that's basically the end of it. But my thing is, when they give the speech and they're like, we've been there since the first second. It's like, why did you start taping? You didn't know. They're like, we taped you in line. So that means they taped Screech in line when it was non-event. It was like, how did they know?
Why did they?
They were just like, this guy looks dumb. We can tell he's going to fuck this up.
And then why, like, what makes zero sense to me about it, and again, I know we're analyzing Saved by the Bell.
No, of course. That's the whole point of this.
What makes zero sense is, why are Louie and Frankie that upset about it?
Right.
If it's all, if Zach and them are in the tent and they can't see them.
Yes,
if they can't be seen, why are they acting...
Well, I guess they're seen by the candid cameras.
By the viewers?
Yeah. But which also, candid... Did you... I remember seeing Candid Camera a few times when I was really young, and the pranks were always like...
Well, the premise would be... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no, because I was just going to say the pranks are never this involved. The things I saw in Candid Camera, it was akin to like having people slip on like banana peels or something.
No, they would do stuff like this.
They would do it? That was this involved?
But it would... No. It would be... bag of money, and then people go, oh, look, there's $5,000 in here. What do we do? Hey, I got to get rid of it. Then the person would turn and go, I got to get rid of this money to see how, like, if I'm the
actor. To see how people would react.
To see how you would react.
Yeah.
Then, it's $5,000. Want to just take it and split it? And then the person would go, well, yeah, no, we got to turn it in.
Yeah.
I think we should keep it. And then eventually the guy would go, you're on candy camera.
Right.
It's that, where it's
exactly,
all
where, but static.
It's not chasing around a mall.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like self-contained.
Even Punked isn't that.
Exactly. Like, this would be like the most elaborate, heavily edited. I mean, that's like a sitcom that they just made in the sitcom of the candid video world.
Right. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what we're talking about, right?
Yes, but... At the end of that day.
Do you or do you not know what we're talking about?
You know that we are, the whole point of this
I'm
is to dissect
you if you know what we're talking
to
about.
To get all the meat off the bone.
Ask me.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about money, money.
Ah, God.
Talking about money, money.
Don't set me up for another
Come on. Fun. I'm done.
So that's how it ends. And then, of course, they go, we're going to give you prize money, or we're giving you the YouTube tickets. And Zach goes, do you know what we can get for these YouTube tickets? And everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're Sam out of bills.
Yeah. Yep. So you did remember every episode or every bit of this episode, did you?
Yes, I did.
And do you look back on it fondly? Awful.
No, it infuriates me.
Really?
It actually made me mad while we were watching it.
Yeah?
The character of Screech just infuriates me.
Well, of course.
It infuriates me in the way that I'm sure that a 47-year-old man watching Gilligan's Island...
Of course.
...was like, just like...
Like, why do you let this dumb idiot do everything?
Why are we watching this?
Yeah, yeah.
Honey.
Yes.
As when Gilligan's Island was on in prime time, and people had watched it, and Archie Bunker sat next to Edith, and going, why are we... Why? I don't do impressions. Of course. They would get mad at her. And then hit her in the face with a frying pan, because that's what men did back then.
Yeah, when times were simpler
and better. Better.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming back and letting me have you be on this. Is that weird?
I don't know. That's a horrible sentence. But thank you for having me on. What a pleasure to be back.
Yes.
I'm a fan of yours. I'm a fan of the program.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy talking.
Yeah, you're very good at it. You're very good at it.
This was fun. I'm not gonna lie to you. As I was watching, I'm like, "There's not a lot to talk about here."
Right.
And even when it was stopped, and you went, "Boy, a lot to talk about." I was like, "Oh, fucking what?"
Oh, because again, I'm too into it.
But it's the beauty is, you spin off Elton John, Dennis.
That's right.
You get other stories out of it.
You get D. Young's kid hating you.
Right. I'm done. I don't want to speak to you anymore.
No,
I'm done speaking now. I'm done speaking now. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I'm done speaking now.
Is that how you want to end this? This episode?
Yes, I'm done speaking.
You're done speaking now. All right, you guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Go Bayside. Thanks again for all of the emails and the iTunes reviews and everything awesome that you continue to give me as a result of this. And the next episode that I will be doing is called SATs. And so I'll see you guys next time on Go Bayside. Go Bayside!